News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Green Party leader Eamon Ryan has got Cabinet approval for a new air pollution law to give local authorities greater powers to prevent the illegal sale of smoky fuels. And Sive O'Neill, Senior Climate Advisor to Friends of the Earth Ireland, joins us now. Sive, can you explain to people what these greater powers are and what will it mean?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, as we know, the EPA reports that up to 1,300 people die every year from air pollution-related illnesses. So the extra particulates in smoky fuel are a particular cause of concern. They're very, very dangerous. It's possibly worse, in fact, than passive smoking. So back in 2019, the government announced its intention to introduce a nationwide ban on smoky coal. But due to lobbying from some of the fuel suppliers who said, well, what about peat? What about wood and so on? It wasn't possible to do that. So instead, they went a different route. They introduced a nationwide standard for the sale of smoky fuels. It had to reach a certain kind of standard in terms of the particulates and sulfur emissions in them.
And the particulates are those little tiny bits of particles in the air that people inhale, and it gives them respiratory disease, etc. And that's why it's a problem.
And on a cold night, you can actually see the kind of extra cloud of smoke and the particulates in the air. You can taste it and feel it. But there's a particular problem with the import of fuels from Northern Ireland, because these fuels do not meet the same standard, but they are cheaper and they are being resold in the Irish market. So this was a cause of some concern from the industry. And it was actually the industry suppliers that alerted the government to this fact, that up to a third of the fuels on sale were not compliant with the new air quality standard. And in addition, the local authorities actually received extra funding to monitor sulfur dioxide levels in the air, which highlighted key kind of hotspots for this pollution. So the end result is that the government have decided to step up the regulations, introduce a kind of database so that there's much clearer regulation of the fuels that are being sold. You have to comply with kind of administrative things to make sure that the fuels are compliant with the standard. Now, it's interesting that this has been introduced on an emergency basis. It's obviously the case that the fuels are imported during the summertime and then sold in the winter. So it's important to get a handle on it now and prevent these sales, the sale of these fuels coming on the market during the winter period. It feels like winter is never going to end, but it will. And people will put away the thoughts of this until next year. But the reality is that the suppliers stock up during the summer, and it's absolutely vital.
And maybe lastly, Sive, is this going to be enough? Is this going to be the end of these kind of dirty fuels that people are burning and a move towards cleaner, more smokeless fuels? Is this going to be the game changer?
Well, what we're talking about here is in the enforcement of the existing standards. What's proposed over the next year or so is to actually raise the standard, to reduce the level of sulfur and particulates in the standard, to make it even harder for smoky fuels to be on the market. But of course, there is a phase out happening, because all new houses are supposed to be designed to a very high standard, and most of the new construction will have heat pumps rather than open fires. But there are a lot of rural homes still burning solid fuels. And they're going to have to be targeted with specific grant measures, because they're unhealthy, they're polluting, and it's also very costly to run heating systems like that.
Sive O'Neill, researcher in climate policy, thank you very much for speaking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.